Hey, welcome back. Top of the ninth inning. Garrett Glusink starts it off against Schroeder in the first pitch from Schroeder. Breaking ball strike and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. 6-2. The Pirates trailing Austin here in the top of the ninth inning. Schroeder's pitch. Glusink fouls it to the backstop. And the count now at 0-2.
Pirates got to get cooking. Trailing by four here. You mentioned the wet grass. It's rained for, what, two innings, basically?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Guys are still making the plays. We haven't seen any wet ball issues or anything like that.
Very light rain thus far. And Schroeder's pitch, ground ball up the middle. Fielded behind the bag at second. Bobbled once and loosing safe.
Being air on the second baseman. And Randy, you know what the boss said. Can't start a fire without a spark. There's your starter.
Even in a light rain. I'm going to bring Tanner Stanley to the plate. Tanner so far today, 2-for-2 with a walk, a run scored, an RBI. And a swing and a miss by Tanner, strike one.
Stay tuned after the game. Randy and I will recap this one, recap our whole weekend, and we'll name our Chasm coveted cap player of the game. First air either way right there, coming in the ninth inning, Randy.
Yeah, clean played game.
Way it's supposed to be.
Saw some nice defensive plays. Pitch to Stanley, a swing and miss, strike two, and 0-2 to Tanner. The ball, it's two strikes. Schroeder's pitch, and Stanley swings and misses. He chases the fastball outside, and one out for the Pirates.
Stanley was 2-for-2 on the day. We get a pinch hitter right here. Out of the Pirate dugout, Randy, batting will be Grant Fuchs. Got to get them all in, right?
Got to get them in. Batting for Griffin Berkey, the catcher, is Grant Fuchs. Grant, we'll see him at first base periodically.
Big kid.
Yep, big, tall kid. The oldest of the brothers, Grant, Grady, and Grayson. And the pitch to Grant, right to first, knocked down by the first baseman. He steps on the bag. That's Castro. They get the out at first, but then he throws to second, and safe at second is Glusink.
Castro got the, I mean, we talked about it earlier, you trade outs for runs. I think that was mentioned yesterday.
Yeah.
As you look over, it is raining a little harder now as we look to the concrete. But I think that if he, because he stepped on the bag twice, like he picked it up, stepped on the bag, and then turned and stepped on the bag again. If he just throws to second, they might have had a play, but got the out, and Pirates down to their last hope.
And that last hope, Sam Orline. Sammy so far today on base with two walks, and last at bat he bounced to short. Fouls this one off down the line, and the count 0-1 to Sam.
It's raining pretty good right now.
Well, it's one strike. And Schroeder's pitch there is a strike called, and 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Ready on the mound. And the pitch. Ground ball to first. Fielded by Castro. The flip to Schroeder.
Ooh.
And out, says the base umpire. A 3-1 put out. That'll do it for the Pirates here in the ninth. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left on. Your final score this afternoon, it was Austin 6, Painesville 2. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll come back. It's your Chasm, coveted Chasm cap postgame show here on KASN.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers, striving for convenience. You can find Pabst Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota. And of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you find the kind of food that Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or ticket-to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites, so come hungry. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And remember the Sportsman's Den for your weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Mark those calendars for Saturday, September 25th. Cindy has booked a Shaw Band and has them playing from 8 until midnight at the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. To order or book your events, phone the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, 243-4546. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Albany Laundromat is under new ownership and encourages you to come and give it a try. Major renovations are underway, and Albany Laundry can help wash those dirty and grimy work clothes, rugs, and much more in the heavy-duty commercial-grade machines. Get a week's worth of clothes done in record time when you visit Albany Laundry, right off I-94 between Holiday and DQ. This radio message brought to you by your Ream Pro partner, Guild Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Back at Waconia, Lions Field. Our game has gone final here this evening, and it was Austin defeating the Painesville Pirates 6-2. And this game started out, the Pirates, Kirby, giving up some runs early in the ball game, and that kind of set the tone, didn't it?
Well, you fall behind 3-0 early as you give up two in the first, you give up another one in the second inning, and you're down three. You fight back. You get that run back in the third. So it's kind of like you settled in.
Yep.
You're ready to go. Okay, now we're here. We got through our kind of early game jitters. But I'd say that that sixth inning, that two-run double that was smoked by Nels Nelson, Randy, that was kind of the knife that twisted in a little harder as just a big shot right there. And they get the runner to score all the way from first. On a day where we've seen like three total doubles in the three games we saw here today, that was that ball was smoked.
Nelson, they started him on the mound today, kept him in as the DH, and he ended up three for four on the day. And I think if you would have kept Nels in as a pitcher, Painesville might have had a better opportunity to win here today, because Drew Copley coming on in relief really shut the door on Painesville, didn't he?
He did. I mean, he came in with some hot water right away, Randy, is in that third inning. It went walk, hit by pitch, walk. So the Pirates had him loaded with the top of the order. And Austin saying right away, like, well, no, we're not. This stops right here. So they brought in Copley as he gets a ground out for Fuchs to allow a run, a fly out harmlessly from Tangen, and then Fuchs gets caught stealing. So right there, that threat, yeah, that base is loaded, nobody out. If you were to tell anyone from Austin you're only going to give up one, they'd take that in a heartbeat.
Absolutely, they would. And so Painesville kept fighting back. At one point, it was 3-1. The Pirates were within two.
They got it to 3-2.
And then Austin just added a few in the sixth inning, added one more in the seventh, and that's where we ended up tonight, 6-2. Six runs, nine hits, and an error for Austin. They left 8 two-runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Pirates, and they left 7.
So, I'm glad the game, nothing against Painesville, but I'm glad the game's over right now because it's raining harder than it was at any point during that game.
It certainly is. It's coming down here at Waconia. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back, name that coveted Chasm Cap player of the game in 3 minutes.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Yarmon Ford in Painesville is home to your favorite Ford vehicles. Pre-order a new Ford vehicle and get $1,000 off. Take advantage of a lifetime powertrain warranty on a new and low-mileage used vehicle. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th one for free. And if you need a tow, call Yarmon Ford's 24/7 tow service at 320-248-1148. Yarmon Ford, located right off Highway 23 in Painesville and a proud sponsor of the Painesville Pirates in the state tournament. Come join us for breakfast at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. Open at 8 Monday through Friday and 9 on Saturday. The breakfast menu includes specialty French toast and breakfast quesadilla, fluffy pancakes, eggs any style, bacon, ham, and sausage, hash browns, caramel rolls, and more. Plus, come play bar bingo on Tuesday nights at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions. Great food is always being served at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Painesville Pirate Baseball here on KESM was brought to you tonight by Albany and Richmond A&W, IPM of Waite Park, Rambo, BNS Excavating, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Yarmon Ford in Painesville, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill of Painesville, Erkins Water, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, West Central Sanitation, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud and Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Kirby, time to name that coveted Cap Chasm player of the game tonight.
I like Tanner Stanley's game, Randy. He was 2 for 3 on the day, had an RBI, scored a run, played made a nice catch in left field, played that shallow positioning that saved Painesville a run maybe as I like the style with Painesville. You know, you could argue that it maybe cost him there as that ball got over Orline's head later in the game on that double. But, you know, the wind blowing in, they're just going to keep blooping him in front of you, keep coming in, keep coming in. Tanner did that nicely in the outfield. Two-hit day in the state tournament, so Tanner gets the coveted Chasm cap.
You bet. He can enjoy that cap. And, you know, the future looks bright for the Painesville Pirates. Very, very young squad. So there will be good years to come if they all decide to stay home and play at Painesville and I think they've got a good core of ball players there.
They do, and, I mean, good young team. I like their approach at the plate. If it's in there, hack at it. You know, you get some good pitching from Fuchs with those strikeouts and stuff like that. You could look at a game like today and say, you know, that's, things are only going to go on the up and up for the Pirates.
You bet. The brackets are becoming a little bit clearer, Kirby, as these games finish up, don't they?
They do. With that being put away right there, so the teams will be covering next week. We got 1:30 on Saturday in Chaska, St. Martin taking on Fergus Falls. 1:30 here in Waconia, it will be Watkins taking on Princeton. At 4:30, it will be Kimball taking on Alexandria here in Waconia. 7 o'clock, it will go with Spring Hill. Spring Hill playing at 7 o'clock next Saturday evening as they will take on New Ulm. And then Sunday, we come back here to Waconia as it will be Luxembourg taking on Ada at 11. So we'll have four games on Chasm, one game on KDDG next week, but five games total in coverage in weekend number two. That's pretty doggone good, right?
Won a final from that other park. Foley 6, Stark 4.
Central Minnesota, very well represented here in weekend number one.
Absolutely. We want to thank all of you who joined us this weekend here on KASM, all those great sponsors of ours, all our board operators and announcers back at the studios. Thanks for bearing with Kirby Nye. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. We did five. Got four more left next weekend.
Five.
Sorry. We'll do five more.
We got five and five.
Five and five make ten.
That's the way it'll go.
Yeah.
Let me get you home. I know you're worried about the rain.
Well, no. I just don't want to get wet.
Sure.
Hey, thank you again to everyone for joining us. Your final score, 6-2, Austin over Painesville. You've been listening to State Tournament Baseball on KASM. For Kirby, this is Randy. Have a good night.